Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson is facing one of the biggest moments in a political career that has spanned more than 50 years. The chairman of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol will lead the public hearings that start tomorrow evening. As NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales reports, working as a civil rights activist in the South helped prepare Thompson for this moment.
As a young boy, Benny Thompson grew up in a Mississippi town that had a whites-only pool and park. As a teen, he traveled 51 miles past two schools for whites so he could attend one for blacks.
I never saw my hometown of Bolton when I was in high school during the day because I caught the bus at night. It was so early in the morning, and I got back so late it was dark.
That's Thompson at a National Civil Rights Symposium in 1989 as he fought for equal access in education and at the ballot box.
Some of the things we can't forget.
By then, Thompson had defied racial barriers to become an alderman in Bolton, followed by roles as a mayor and then county supervisor. In 1993, Thompson won a special election to represent his predominantly African-American district in Congress, and he's done so ever since. 3 years ago, he became chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
It's kind of interesting that somebody like Benny Thompson, with the experiences he had growing up in Mississippi, would be the one that's out there trying to keep this democracy on track.
That's Majority Whip Jim Clyburn at his Capitol Hill office. The South Carolina Democrat is a bit of a kindred spirit to Thompson, and the two often chat away during extended floor votes. When House Democrats moved last year to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th attack, Clyburn saw Thompson as the perfect fit to lead it. And he made that case to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Thompson, Clyburn says, knows how to keep his eye on the prize.
We have some of the people over here who are much more interested in the headline than they are in making headway. Benny is not interested in making the headlines.
Clyburn said Thompson's civil rights work and unflappable nature positioned him to face off against powerful opponents, including former President Trump and a vast share of the Republican Party. Pelosi seems to agree.
Chairman Thompson is the chair of one of the committees of jurisdiction, Homeland Security, and this was assault on our Homeland Security. He commands a great deal of respect in our caucus. I'm very proud of what he is doing.
With Thompson at the helm, he's now readying his committee of seven Democrats and two Republicans for hearings starting this week. Thompson agrees with assessments that his civil rights activism informs that role today.
I'm a passionate believer that in a democracy, you have to follow the rule of law. It has nothing to do with individuals. It has nothing to do with wealth. It has nothing to do with status in the community. It's the law. The law is colorblind.
The committee's hearings are built on interviews with more than 1,000 witnesses and more than 100,000 documents. Thompson says he's also working across the aisle in a new way, developing connections with the two GOP members on the panel. Here's Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, the committee's vice chair.
The chairman and I did not really even know each other before, so watching how he manages the committee, how he manages the issues we're dealing with, you know, I've been really impressed with him.
Cheney says Thompson steers clear of partisan arguments and debate that could slow down the committee's work.
He's very focused always on the substance and on the facts.
Through the January 6th investigation, Thompson says he's calling it as he sees it. And he says he's gained a new education about the danger the country faced that day, an education that will be more fully shared with Americans.
I have learned a lot about how perilously close we came on January 6th to losing this democracy.
Clyburn says Thompson's work as a small-town leader taught him how to listen, a skill that today is critical to getting to the bottom of the insurrection. He says it's all part of Thompson's search for a more perfect union.
Here he is, growing up under the imperfections of this country, yet he is the one being looked to now to do what is necessary to preserve it.
For Thompson, preserving democracy today means telling the full story of the January 6th riot and ensuring its moment in history is one that Americans will never forget. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, The Capitol.